Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day, build momentum, and better your life.
Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. I've been following the Climate Resilience Project on Instagram for a while, and a quote they shared a while back feels especially relevant right now, so I wanted to share it with you. The words are from Coming Back to Life by Joanna Macy and Molly Young Brown, which states, "Pain has a purpose. It is a warning signal designed to trigger remedial action. The problem, therefore, lies not with our pain for the world, but in our repression of it. Our efforts to dodge or dull it surrender us to futility. Or in system terms, we cut the feedback loop and block effective responses." And this goes for all fear. Fear is a signal to our bodies that we need to change something, whether about our interpretation or the situation that's causing the fear. This is why it's so valuable to learn how to embrace the emotion that is fear. While it may be uncomfortable to sit in for a moment, it is absolutely a friend of ours, which is trying to give us fair warning and adequate information to signify that it's time to change. It's time to fix it. It's time to get to a safer area. It's time to take action. And inspired by that Climate Resilience Project post, we can learn to embrace our fear. We can affirm that fear by saying, our fear is a rational response to existential threats. And communities have faced existential threats before, but we have the courage to confront and be of service to this moment. If you are feeling bogged down by fear to the point where you're not able to act, lie down, breathe into it, in through your nose, out through your mouth, slowly, deeply, steadily. Feeling where that air collects into your body, and by grounding yourself into the moment and remembering that you can find peace and safety and security within your body in moments that you may be experiencing this increase in fear, but by grounding in the present moment, remembering that emotions themselves are temporary and simply signals to us that we can and should take control when we're able, allows us to take the time and space from that emotion that we need to be able to take some action. For me personally, sometimes it's really helpful to just lean into the fear and really let my mind go in on what the worst case scenario is one time, just so I can assess it and dissect it and go from there. But if I catch myself ruminating, I will push myself to imagine the world in which that fear does not exist. A best case scenario. And by imagining that best case scenario, I can see the gaps in the choices that I make in each situation. The one versus fear, or the one where I am safe and secure and in love or whatever. And oftentimes, there is an overlap of action I can take in the place of safety, security, and love that can unite and connect that bridge that is technically the thing that is disconnecting me from my potential best future because of these fears. So there's often some actionable steps and choices we can make within this strategy by not letting ourselves overthink a situation, but allowing ourselves to think about it from two very different perspectives and then assessing it for what could be changed to bridge that gap or make it a little less disconnected in the real time. Because it's really not about getting rid of fear. It's not about telling yourself to not be an overthinker if you're an overthinker. It's more about learning how to activate those strategies to become less cumbersome and less toxic and more of a skill that you use as a tool to make yourself feel more secure and confident and prepared and ready. Because there is value in being an overthinker if you don't let that overthinking take over who you are. Because if used properly, being the overthinker can just be being the prepared one, being the ready one, and not the person who's anxious and preparing for the worst, but in fact, just helping to set up for the best while taking a realistic look around at the things that may go wrong in the meantime. So you are ready for that shit. And not only ready for it, but have some potential solutions in place so you can continue moving on with your life in a more productive manner that not only propels that action forward, but allows you to get to a place where you're benefiting from it, you know? Because we do all have stuff we need to unlearn about society and the things that they've taught us and the way that they've taught us to think about and process emotions, but I really don't think everything needs to be completely unlearned. Some things just need to be rethought, restructured, and reevaluated, because overthinking is not a negative. It may have impacted your life negatively, but sometimes our greatest blessings can be disguised as curses when we don't know how to manage them, apply them, or structure our lives with them, because everyone interprets us differently based on their own lives, but we also have to understand that we're coming with our own baggage, which will absolutely change our interpretation of things as it happens. So it's more about just noticing, staying present and aware of your own thinking patterns, your own rumination patterns, your own emotions and fears and energies as they're arising, so that you can make sure you're not falling victim to them, but you're using them as the tool that they are, which is a means of signaling that we need some remedial change. Either way, I hope the rest of your day is magical. I love you so damn much, and I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast, or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.